Okay. Gonna see if I can fake that little glitch there and to blame the computer, but I don't think it's gonna work. It's what happens when you try to get fancy and you get an idea in your head that doesn't work. It's good to do that stuff while you're not in front of a bunch of people, but anyway, so let's see. I'm looking around to see Ann Nevin, how are ya? Don McIntyre, Kara, how you doing there?
I'm good. Yep. Hanging out. I really like this. This is a lot of fun. This is like good repertoire.
Well, thank you. I liked having all you guys here. And how'd you like that little double ray black dot?
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's small. It's light. It's compact.
Right, and it has a great sound too.
Yes, that's great. Did you
get the keys worked on a little bit?
My husband tuned it up for me.
And he lowered the keys?
He raised the buttons a little bit for me, and yeah, he's done some great work on it.
Good, good. So, Mari, how are you? How do you say that? Paula, is that the proper pronunciation?
Paula is short for a much longer name.
Oh, there you go. We won't hold that against you. So, well, delighted to have you. And David, I've missed a lot of people, of course. Don Young, lovely to see you again. And of course, who else? Well, there's a bunch of people who are. Maureen, good to see you. And of course, I say that sometimes, and some people have the same first name. So it's like all the Maureens just waved, you know. So.
That's where you get like 4-1. It's a great ratio.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I was just trying to see if I could ask somebody because Claudine's not here. So if anybody would be interested in taking a set of tunes. I've had some problems with my leg today and from doing the work yesterday. And so I'm kind of struggling a little bit, and I need to get up and just walk around for a minute. So if we can't have anybody play, would you guys mind if I just did that for a couple of minutes, and I'll come right back just to stretch my legs. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You could just say chat amongst yourself while we're doing this.
Since nobody's beating down the door to lead a tune.
I need a good mechanic for my other box, which has got a bit of a problem with its notes aren't as Irish as I would like them to be.
Where are you located, David?
I'm currently in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay. I know a good accordion tuner in Washington State, but you're probably closer to the button box.
The button box. I'll look that up.
Yeah, Don McIntyre could tell you all about them. I know he's had dealings with them. He's in here somewhere.
Yes, the button box did some tuning on a box they sent me that I sent back to them that I was looking at buying. They did a great job. John Nolan in New York does a lot of tuning of boxes as well.
Button box specializes in concertinas mostly, or?
Lots of button accordions. I'm not sure about concertinas, actually. Don't know.
I think it's just the first part of their website I found first. So.
Okay. They do deal with accordions a lot, for sure.
Lisa, you've been to their shop, so you know more.
All I know is what the back room looks like. I got my box from there, and they were nice enough to let me sit in the back for hours, and I think I literally played every accordion they had just to make sure that I was getting the right one.
Are you talking about the button box?
Yes. Yes.
Mario? Thank you, everybody.
We were talking about accordion tuners. Is John Nolan, why don't you have him work on your stuff?
Yeah, John works on all my stuff. I used to go to the button box, and then John was really great for me as a professional musician because, of course, he's a fellow box player, too, and we were good friends growing up together in New York. And so he would tune my box on the spot for me, you know, or do something. If I needed something done, he would take care of it. And actually, how I got this accordion was I went to John Nolan, and I had to actually leave my accordion. And I said, I need a loaner. And he gave me this box as a loaner, and I loved it so much. I went back to him, and I gave him a couple $100. I said, well, put it on layaway because I can't afford it right now, but I want to buy it from you. And so I did, and it's the best thing I ever did. I mean, I love my Cardine, but this box has a great sound, really great sound, especially on the basses, because You got three different couplings on the bass, which I never had ever in my career. I'm not like Michael, who has several different instruments.
What kind of box are you playing now, John?
This is a Mengoshini.
Oh yeah.
From Italy, and it's such a great accordion. And Jan and I, so this is how good. Where is she? She's not here. She's meditating. I think she's doing her Buddha thing. But we went on our honeymoon. So how many wives were on their honeymoon? We went to Italy, and instead of going to Venice, we went to Castelfidardo, where they make accordions. And there used to be 200 accordion makers in Castelfidardo. And now there's only 20. But I got to go to the factory where they make the Mengoshinis. And what a treat that was. So wasn't she good? Take a bow, Jan, for taking time out of your honeymoon to go to Castelfidardo.
Oh, it was a great place.
Yeah. Well, of course, Jan plays the accordion, too. When I can get her to do it, so
this much.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you for giving me that break of stretching my leg. All right. So, we only have one set of reels left, I think, on the list, but we can always add to this list if we need to. So, let's do the flogging and the crooked road. I apologize to the accompanist out there. They're both in the same key again. I tried to do key changes, but I had such a busy couple of days working and trying to put these. So I think I told you, right? So I tentatively, don't quote me on this because the date might change, but the 21st, I think, of December? Let me go to my calendar here real quick. Yes. The 19th of December for the master session, Kevin Burke.
And Michael, did you talk about?
So Kevin Burke is penciled in the 19th. He's going to confirm it with me in the next couple of days. But I think that's amazing to get the great Kevin Burke to do one of these master sessions. And he said, because, you know, Kevin talks like this, doesn't he? Because he's from London and he's got that nasally voice. And he said, you know, he says, I think we could do it just the two of us, because he says, we got enough bullshit between the two of us to take over 2 hours.
Goes along with the four pairs of teeth, right?
So I played a gig with him in Westport, Connecticut a few years ago, and he said, I'm gonna play a tune for you now. I don't know what it's called, but if I did, it'd be wrong anyway. Ha! So I'm sure he'll kill me for doing that impersonation, but anyway. So the flogging and the crooked road to Dublin.